Now to the latest in our occasional series on water in the West. California is in one of its worst droughts in decades, and Los Angeles has restricted how much water residents can use. There's also a force patrolling the streets and lawns looking for serial water wasters. NPR's Ben Bergman went on a ride-along with what some are calling the L.A. Water Cops.
It's a typically sunny, dry day in L.A., and we've just closed the doors to our patrol car, a blue Toyota Prius. The driver is David Jones, one of 15 water conservation representatives from the Department of Water and Power. Working for the city for a quarter century, he hasn't missed a day.
Perfect attendance since the day I started.
Never been sick.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Jones' Prius has no siren or radio. He's armed with only a clipboard and pamphlets. His uniform, black pants, and a yellow polo shirt.
What we're going to do is we're going to respond to customer complaints that have come in via email or telephone. And en route, if we see any violators, we're going to stop and educate or issue a citation.
Residents are banned from cleaning sidewalks with hoses. They can only water their lawns after 4 or before 9. Sprinklers are limited to Mondays and Thursdays, but only before 9 or after 4. Got it? Outside this apartment complex, the sprinklers are turned up so high, water not only floods the lawn, but covers much of the sidewalk.
For the citizens who have to come up and down the street here, they have to walk through this.
Time to find the offender.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, my name is Mr. Jones, Department of Water and Power. The reason why I stopped is because we did receive a complaint that your sprinklers are on during prohibited hours of the day. Were you aware of the times of the day?
Twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week for the sprinklers, yes, but...
The sprinklers twice a week.
Yeah, but the hours.
Since it's the man's first offense, Jones lets him off with just a warning. If he finds him illegally watering again, there will be fines, as high as $600 for repeated violations. For now, Jones tries a gentler touch.
Could you tell a friend, a relative, and your neighbors about the ordinance that we have? Because we're really running out of water in Los Angeles.
A short time later, Jones responds to another complaint. He approaches a gardener who abruptly puts down his hose after seeing the badge dangling from Jones's neck.
How you doing?
Right.
Okay. I guess you know why I stopped.
Since the gardener is just a worker, Jones knocks on the door of the house to talk to the owner.
Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
The reason why I stopped is that I noticed that your gardener was watering, and he's watering during prohibited hours.
I know. You can see my water bill. I don't use that much water.
Oh, that way?
Really?
Yeah.
You can look at it and see.
I would be able to pull it up, but actually that's not part of my job.
I only pay less than $15 for my water, and here everybody else has hundreds of dollars.
Yeah,
really try not to use it.
Yeah.
You know, he's just helping me by watering because everything is getting yellow.
Jones says he loves his job, even though the people he encounters often dread a visit from him. The water conservation program certainly isn't without its critics.
It's a soggy mess to me. I think it's a stupid program. It makes me angry just to think about it.
Diana Chapman is a community activist. She says she's all for conservation, but from her point of view, the city is encouraging citizens to rat out their neighbors.
I don't want to be telling on my neighbors. I want to keep them as neighbors and have them as friends. I don't want to be going, hey, the city of L.A. is saying you're using too much water.
For the city's response, we went straight to the top of the imposing Water and Power headquarters downtown to meet with CEO David Nahai.
Most people report wasteful practices because they genuinely believe that waste is occurring. This isn't somebody snitching as such. It's really Angelenos banding together to deal with a problem that confronts all of us.
Nahai says he hopes to avoid a total ban on watering lawns with the current restrictions. And before we leave his office, he's kind enough to offer some refreshment.
Would you like some water? We do have some, you know.
Unfortunately, not nearly enough. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.